Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio. It might be Joe Cali's favorite open that we have. Of all the content that we've ever created here on Sports Talk Saturday, I think that's Joe's favorite.
I would agree, definitely.
Well, hour number two, Sports Talk Saturday, rolling on here, and I feel like this is going to be pretty interesting here on the Western Hotline. Down the road on one of our sister stations, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester, Gene Battaglia, host of the Sports Bar. Right? I hope I got the name right, Gene, because you guys had me as a guest back in 2017 for the quarterback power rankings. You guys unironically kind of gave me the start that I would need to be hosting the wagon fire that is this show.
So we're to blame for this, Derek? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. No, I'm still absolutely to blame. More or less, I just love that it's come full circle at this point, that I'm able to have you on after you guys all those years ago were able to help get me started. So
it was great, and I remember you doing those breakdowns. We were voracious for telling me about these quarterbacks that we're not watching on Saturday. So you did a great job back then. But, Derek, Joe, thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, you know, it's great that it worked out this way, though, Gene, because when we were messaging about this, it was, please just don't let this not get through to at least a game five. And here we are sitting here with Rochester, dominant performance against LaVal last night to make it a winner-take-all in game five against the best team in the AHL in the standings this past year against LaVal. How are the Americans going to be able to fare here in what has been a tough, long, drawn-out series against a team that, all throughout the regular season, they have not had the best success against, and yet here we are, one win can change everything.
Yeah, so LaVal, tough environment. You're playing a game in suburban Montreal, but you look at this team, and it's unique. They led the American League in points as a team. They allowed the fewest goals during the regular season. They had the most penalty minutes, which you could say this is what old-time hockey should be, but really it cost them last night. In fact, it cost them in game two, taking penalties when you shouldn't, and you can get away with that stuff during the regular season when you're, you know, beating up on the lower-level teams. But for the postseason, the Amherst got two power play goals, in the game two win, and last night it flipped when you're up 2-0, which you're not comfortable. The Amherst get a 5-on-3. Rosane scores. And from there on, and okay, this is going to be their night. And on top of that, a shorthanded goal on top of it. So just to make sure that, all right, if they're going to commit these dumb penalties, make them pay. I like their chances on the road here coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, also because of the fact that, like, it was very reminiscent of game two. Like, the taking of a dumb penalty, make them pay. Exactly how Roseanne does it to break it through to making it 3-0. If they're going to take these bad penalties, you have to make them pay. And it reminded me of game two when Zajac going near Levi. Levi might have sold it a bit, but I thought it was a good enough bump that the refs were like, all right, enough's enough. And immediately after that is that sick pass from Rusek to Kulik for what would ultimately be the game-winning goal in game two. Rusek does it again for Dunn, by the way, which was just as hilarious to me of that slick little pass on the power play for the first goal of the game. And it looks like Rusek is finding himself again in this postseason after he was a little silent heading in to the beginning of the Laval series.
Yeah, and he's dealing with something. I want to give him a little extra credit here because he's a little banged up and we're not exactly sure because they don't need to tell us that. But, you know, also, too, it's, you know, look, we're critical of the Sabres organization, rightly so, but they did spend a little money in terms of, all right, we have this talent, but we got to make sure that there's some veterans. And to bring in a guy like Dunn, who was previously with the Columbus organization, and then last night to come up with a 4-point effort, that's what you need. Development is all about winning. So to me, on the flip side, for Laval, and this is what drives me nuts about this league, is that, yes, it's a developmental league, but I think when it gets to the postseason, you're putting your best players out there. And for the life of me, I don't understand why they didn't go back to Caden Primo last night in goal and they put in Jacob Fowler. I don't know if ultimately that would have been the difference, but Fowler gets pulled. And so I would expect we're going to see Primo coming up again for game five.
Yeah, I mentioned it actually to open the show last hour of, I don't know why they ended up doing this, but it's now not becoming an accident of, they're 2-0 with Primo in the net. They're 0-2 with Fowler getting the start. It was very baffling to me to where now I'm starting to question, like, is Laval's coaching staff all right? Are they okay? And hopefully Rochester's able to take advantage of this because we've seen it through playoff runs in the past with these teams, Gene, whether it was Quinn Krebs and Paterka from years ago to this current group with Rosane and Kulik and Osland. They do have themselves good runs, but ultimately it is they fall short sometimes against the little Vols of the world or Hershey or teams of that caliber. And now here comes a chance to make the Eastern Conference final again. And all it takes is you got to have one more strong performance. Devin Levi, massive bounce back game for him in a series that, quite frankly, he's needed this.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I took a little heat saying, you know, after the Amherst swept Syracuse, okay, Devin Levi shut out in game two, shut out in game three. It's like, you know what, Buffalo, enjoy him. He's got nothing left to prove here. Mm-hmm. He's in this space, but then, okay, 13-day layoff, which, oh, come on.
That's
like, what are we doing here? We got to wait nearly 2 weeks between games, so you got to shake the rust off, and before you know it, you're down 1-0 in the series, 1-1. You allow a bad goal in game three, but he bounced back, and they have been on him, meaning the crowd up in Laval. He's from there. He grew up 20 minutes away, so this is kind of like his moment, I think, in game five. Can he just show everybody, hey, once and for all, I'm beyond this level here. Let me carry this team. Which goaltender plays better? Primo probably thinks the same thing. Let me, you know, show that I should be back up with the Habs. I would think that's going to be the determining factor.
Gene, when it comes down to it, the other thing that Sabres fans need to be encouraged about is how consistent it has been for this group with Rosane getting his fifth playoff goal, for example. Konstal Hellenius, putting the emphatic nail in the coffin last night, giving it a little bit back to the Laval bench after it's been like a feisty game, and he's just letting them have it. And then, of course, everyone saw what Kulik was able to do in the NHL this year. He had almost 20 goals in an injury-filled campaign for his rookie season in the NHL. the studs being the studs has been a big deal for this team, and we're hoping for at least one more of them there. But what's it been like watching Hellenius this year, first year overseas in the North American side of things?
Well, it took him a while, Joe, to get going. A little timid going to the corner. You know, it's a different game, of course, you guys know. But once he started to figure it out with spacing and playing away from the puck and doing all those things you're supposed to be doing, and quite honestly, being a little more physical. And then last night, being the beneficiary of that last pass, I mean, just capitalizing on him. He's somebody I think, like, if you guys were going to say, who would you expect to make the jump? He's 19. Let him season a little bit more, but that's somebody like in the pipeline that, you know, Sabre fans can be excited about. This is about what the best you could have hoped for, I guess, from Konstantin Hellenius in your number one. As far as Kulik, you know, kudos to the Sabres for allowing Kulik and the others to come down to Rochester. They were on the clear day roster. We all know that once the season's over for the Amerks, Yuri Kulik is a Buffalo Sabre. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, for Lindy Ruff and his staff to recognize, hey, probably the better experience is not to let him play in this world tournament. Let him play with guys in the organization in a real playoff atmosphere. And for him to come through the way he did in game number two with that one-timer, that's not a shot that... That's not an American League Hockey League mm-hmm. shot. That was a true blast. It was, Lavelle wasn't recovering from that night. So are the kids playing well? Yeah, you betcha. And look, if you get by this team on Sunday, who's to say that they can't win the whole darn thing here? Charlotte on the other end, they're just going to kind of sit around and wait. They took care of Hershey real quick, so we know that's going to be a tough task. But sometimes it takes a few times knocking at the door. And you guys referenced, all right, last year losing to Syracuse, 2 years ago losing to Hershey in the conference final, Laval in triple overtime. And, you know, granted, the cast has been different each and every year. However, year to year, there's some of the guys that are the same. So maybe this is the Amerks time here.
I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you about the Rochester Americans without, and quoting my friend on this and using this bit for the whole week, our Lord and Savior,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clegg.
he did get a point. What's going on? The point streak is snapped there. No, he came out of nowhere. Those are the fun stories, right? Like,
right.
You know, when you're focusing on other guys and here's a defenseman that's been just kind of a guy that can kind of, you know, step up and do his thing. But he's kind of turned into kind of a cult hero type of guy here in Rochester.
Yeah, with Clegg especially, he spent time with the Sabres organization in the past, and that was also when Rochester was in its lower points. It was like Tim Murray deconstructed everything. Thanks, Tim. I'll never forgive you for any sort of lack of development there. But Clegg never got to the playoffs, even in the AHL, until this year. And in his first postseason, he is really shining as effectively the lead point scorer of this team and the leader on the blue line there. helping accompany the likes of Ryan Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to say, like, I'm not telling anything you guys don't know, but, like, yeah, Ryan Johnson hasn't, you know, he's been okay for the, by the way, he got shaken up last night. I assume he's going to be fine. He did come back after getting checked out, I would assume it was concussion protocol sort of thing. But, you know, for Cale Clegg this year, 39 points, 39 points in 69 games. That's not bad. Second on the team from the blue line in that department. So, but the fact that he stepped up here, particularly in the Syracuse series, and kind of just another thing that, other teams have to kind of worry about coming from the back end.
Gene, hopefully we get ourselves an opportunity to see them again with a win in Laval. That means another playoff series and definitely more mileage for me to put on my car there. And hopefully I'll try to like sneak in and bother Paul when he sits down with you or something.
Yeah, we love doing the shows out there, and certainly learned a lot from Paul about, you know, hockey over the years here. And we gotta make sure Paul has an assignment here, right? That's really what this is about. That's the main purpose.
Yeah, we gotta give that man more work to do, apparently, because he just doesn't ever want to stop. But Gene, speaking of that though, like the playoff atmosphere, the fact that there are parties outside in Rochester, the first thing that I thought when I walked out there last week was, this breaks my heart, because I'm seeing the Bandits get one of these and I'm seeing Rochester getting one of these. And I'm like, at one point the Sabres have got to do this, right? But what has the energy been like, though, for Rochester overall throughout this postseason?
Well, it's our team. That's it. I mean, we have the Nighthawks here, which we love. You know, we have, you know, a minor league baseball team. But it's Amherst hockey. That's the team that we identify with the most. And then when you kind of couple that with, well, this weekend is not a good example, but last weekend, hey, the weather's starting to break, and let's make a full evening of it and head down to the arena. So if the Amherst do get by on Sunday, I would certainly say to any Sabre fan, it's worth the time. If you really like, if you know some of these names here, you sure certainly should know Devin Levi, then playoff hockey, it's just you can't look at your phone. You can't get up and go to the bathroom. You need to keep your eye on the ice. And I have many friends in Buffalo who are like, I forget what this is like, coming out and just, enjoying this sort of atmosphere and this sort of, kind of playoff hockey vibe. So I would just say, first things first, take care of game five. If the Amherst are able to do that, just come on out, Charlotte. That should be a real fun series if the Amherst get there.
Yeah, and here's to hoping. I've got my fingers crossed, man. I've got the Amherst jersey on right now, too. So, where my loyalties lie at this point. Gene, last thing for you here. Obviously, Hard Knocks is choosing the Bills to open up with training camp, which means HBO's coming down to St. John Fisher College. How's everyone out there feeling about that?
Oh, we're excited. I mean, just the idea that, that our town, the beautiful Fisher campus gets to get spotlighted, and certainly the team that everybody cares about, and we're going to learn a little bit more. I think everybody is excited, and everybody pretty much understands the counterpoint that, all right, this, in terms of getting the work you needed done, like I'm sure, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, would, they were asked, they would rather not do this, but this is the assignment this year. I would just say this though, and I question you guys, when was the actual last time you watched Hard Knocks sitting down and watching the whole episode? We'll do that because it's the team we follow here. Mm-hmm. But for me, I was trying to think about it. I'm like, the Falcons for me, and that was 2014. That's 11 years ago. I think now it's just kind of, hey, if it's not a storyline or a team you particularly care about, I'll just look at the clips, and I'll see what I need to, and we'll get the storylines that way. But to me, Hard Knocks, maybe this is unpopular, it's not appointment viewing unless it's your favorite team.
That's interesting. I like that, Gene. I think that it's more or less like, I never thought of it that way when you asked the question of when's the last time that you really have sat down and watched
more than the clips. I couldn't tell you when.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's actually really good. I've never thought about it that way, Gene. So hey, all more of the wisdom there. But Gene, are you going to try to find a way to photobomb into a camera's view there out in Rochester for training camp?
Well, so we're lucky. So GR has their setup, and I don't know if you guys will come out on a Saturday there. So it's in the pavilion. It's like the little mini radio row. So we're out there. So I don't know, like, are they gonna, you know, if we're talking, we have a guest on or anything like that, that there'll be a camera in our face. So, but I'm curious if they're gonna follow Jeremy White over to Oak Hill there.
Why did something happen over here?
No. I mean, those guys get the invite. Like, Sal just says, hey, like they play. Like,
yep.
We were also wondering about that, too. If you're Oak Hill, like, how far can the cameras go? I mean, that's a private club. So just, you know, many little questions I have.
Yeah, of course, I'm hinting at, you know, the radio clip heard around the world. But, but you know, it's sometimes you got to take those lumps when you get them over here. But you know what? It is what it is. Gene, I appreciate talking with you, and I get to have you on the show now. Thank you for all those years ago, you and Mike Danger, having me on the sports bar there. But it's nice to be able to catch up with you again, talk with you again, and hopefully here is to Rochester winning Game 5 tomorrow afternoon.
It would be helpful for the Sabres if the Amherst can keep this run going. We all can kind of acknowledge that. And Derek, Joe, anytime you guys need me, happy to come on.
Gene, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you. Appreciate your time. And hey, have some fun with it. I know you and Danger always have a good time during the drive time in Rochester.
Thanks, Derek. Have a good one, buddy.
That's Gene Battaglia, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester on the West Hur Hotline, talking about the Rochester Americans, a little bit about Hard Knocks coming into Rochester as well.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I'm looking for it.
And
like
me,
I said,
getting
in the
a
last
little
segment.
Sentimental there about, you know, like, it's kind of where I got started.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing articles about ranking the college quarterbacks when the Bills were drafting one, and Danger and Battaglia sent me a message saying, hey, you want to jump on and elaborate on the article? So I did.
If I may. Do you recall where Josh Allen was in that article?
Oh, he was like fifth, routinely, because it was power rankings week by week.
Oh, so yeah,
he was like fourth, fifth. I couldn't trust him.
Couldn't trust him.
Yeah, it was
the gunslinger.
Awful take
without aim.
Awful take.
Well, now
Lamar was my top quarterback there.
That's not nearly as bad.
I'll take partial credit, but no, I got to roast myself for that because thank goodness those archives are apparently deleted because we've been on new site formats.
Yeah, new software.
That article is not there anymore. But I'll admit it. Yeah, I had Josh Allen ranked at like fourth or fifth throughout the entire season. It wasn't it's not good. I didn't have Darnold ranked very high either. I couldn't trust him.
I mean, the jury's still out on Darnold. I mean, that kind of just happened last year, mm-hmm, under Kevin McCarthy. We don't know if that's going to continue.
Yeah.
In Seattle, but we shall see.
But yeah, no, it was a fun little time there to do those segments with them, and now here we are. So they're still going strong with the sports bar in Rochester, and it's good to be able to catch up with them. So, and I also love the added wrinkle of, hey, get to ask them about how the climate is about Hard Knocks is coming over to St. John Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that means a lot for them as well. I love my Rochester people.
I think
that's the other thing.
Because
we have them for the Bills Radio Network as
well.
Yes,
yeah.
So they do hear us.
They're along for the ride.
They know who we are, in a sense. Like, obviously, they know who GR is at that point because, like, we do pregame.
Mm-hmm.
We do post. Our hosts are the one doing that stuff for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. So, you know, we do know that we get a little bit of an outreach out there. But I have fun anytime I go out to Rochester. And here it is. Season on the line. Winner take all. Game 5, Game 7.
Game 3, Game 7.
Game 3, Game 7. We'll talk about more about that next. The Buffalo Bandits hosting Saskatchewan for Game 3, winner take all in that series as well. But this is not just to advance into the playoffs. No, this is for the title and for the Bandits, an opportunity at either a three-peat or only two championships,
mm-hmm,
in five appearances in a row.
The storylines are weaving themselves for the whole kit and caboodled.
And we'll see what we can do about that. We'll dive into the Bandits coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.